We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
David, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Frank. Hope I can help out.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Now, tell me what your thought process was, why you decided to do this.
Well, it was pretty simple. We've joined in with the Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority somewhere back in the middle of 2017, along with, I think, 31 other municipalities to handle all of our MS4 permits primarily as one. And we were pretty much under the impression that most of the properties anyway in Lehman Township were going to get a bill for about $480 a month. And what happened here, the bills started appearing in people's mailboxes last week, and myself and the other two supervisors started getting phone calls, and people started walking in the front door of the township building with their bills, and in many, many, many cases, they were way much more than the fee that we thought they might be.
Yeah, the whole concept of tier one, tier two, tier three became really confusing.
Yeah, the other item is a lot of people were just not aware that this was even going to happen. Although they had received a mailer a few weeks prior to that, the mailer pretty much came from the Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority, and I know a lot of people looked at it and thought it had nothing to do with them because we aren't sewered out here, and they pretty much threw that away. So the fact that they didn't even know they were going to get the bill, they didn't even know what it was about or how much it might be, we immediately got a hold of the sewer authority and asked if they could come to our township meeting this past Monday. And we put the word out on our Facebook page that we're going to have this meeting for our residents here in Lehman Township. And lo and behold, more than 100 showed up. And, you know, the entire evening was with the sewer authority trying to answer questions and solve problems. And as the evening went on, it became very apparent to me sitting there that there was appeared to be a real unbalance in my opinion anyway, on how this fee was charged. So I started looking into it and studying the different tiers, and when you run the numbers, a lot of things just don't make sense to me.
Yeah, and, you know, we were getting lots and lots of calls, too, and apparently the impervious areas were detected or determined by aerial photography, and people were, you know, little silly stories like, well, that's a township or a borough alley next to mine, and they registered it as a driveway, and it's not even mine, and so then they have to get into the review process, and it just became very frustrating for these people.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned that review process, because one of the things we're trying to arrange with the authority, and they are not opposed to doing this, we just have to work out the particulars, is we want to set some times and dates up where the residents of Lehman Township can come into our municipal building and not have to go into Wilkes-Barre. If we can get some of their teams out here to sit down and take some time, because these reviews are free, and the people can come at their leisure and work right here in their hometown instead of having to go into Wilkes-Barre.
David, I've been thinking since I saw the story yesterday and then talking to you this morning, have you had other communities, other community leaders, other township officials contact you and want to do the same thing in requesting a delay?
I think Jackson Township's already done that. It's been a rather busy time around here the last couple days, a lot busier than normal. And I know that one of the girls out front told me that I believe Duryea had phoned and wanted to know if they could get a copy of the letter that I wrote. And, of course, I'm doing this for the residents of Lehman Township. That's who I represent. of course, if it helps everybody else, I'll be happy for them, you know?
Well, I told you this morning I'm nominating you for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Hey, don't go that far. There are a lot of people out there that are blaming me, and at least, maybe not just me, but our Board of Supervisors for even signing on to this.
Well, see, but see, you said something, and it's the kind of thing that we've been following, too. People didn't know this was coming, and when we talked to Jim Tomain the day that the bills went out, you know, they kind of made it clear that this is going to hit the entire state.
Yes.
And people don't know that, and they think, oh, well, this is Wyoming Valley. You know, we don't care up here in Scranton, but they're going to get whacked on this, too.
Yep. That's my understanding, that it just depends on the DEP regional office that happens to be overseeing each of these MS4 permits, and when EPA comes down on them, then they have to come down on the municipality. I mean, we ignored the letters for the first couple of years, and I'm sure a lot of other small municipalities did, until finally we were told we were going to be fined. And I know there have been other municipalities in the state that have been fined well over $200,000, which they negotiated down, but then after calculating all their legal fees, it ended up costing them that much anyway.
Yeah, and you and I were talking this morning. In Newcastle, Pennsylvania, there is a lawyer down there that has filed a court action to get an injunction against their stormwater fees. The state of Missouri went to the Supreme Court. State of Maine went to their Supreme Court. In one state, they won. In one state, they lost. And so this is going to get complicated. Have you heard anything from Wyoming Valley Sewer Authority on your request to extend the deadline?
I have not yet, but I just had that letter hand-delivered yesterday. I did phone them in the morning. I mean, they have been very, very good to work with. I can't compliment them enough for having them take the time to come out and spend better than 3 hours at our municipal building. And they didn't leave here till the last person that hung around, even when we were done. They stayed and tried to answer everybody's question, or at least tell them what their next step might be.
Yeah, they've been very accessible to me, too. Every time I call them, they took my calls. They've been on the air two or three times here. So you're right. They've been trying to answer the question. And I said, you got to be careful here. You don't kill the messenger. It's really the EPA and the state and, you know, laws that are forcing people's hands in this situation.
Yeah, my understanding is the Clean Water Act, I think that was passed back in 2010, gave the EPA the authority to do this, and then, as things always happen, the federal government lets it trickle down to the state government, and the state government then trickles it down to the smaller municipalities. And it's cost prohibitive for us to try to do this on their own. One thing that came out that really opened my eyes, that if we had stayed, the 32 of us that are in this, had stayed individually, we would have had to do a total of over 230 projects to make these improvements to comply with the permits. By going in there basically as one, 65 projects have to be accomplished. And when I say projects, that's stream bank restoration, maybe wetland, you know, construction, or as they call them, rainwater ponds or something like that. They have a term for them. So right there alone, you know, the cost savings across the board are astronomical. By the time you hire an engineer and get all that, first of all, engineered and bid and built with the way things cost today, it's just something that would not be affordable for a small municipality.
Now, I want to ask you a question, and I may be getting ahead of both of us here, but when we talked to Wyoming Valley yesterday, I believe, we said, how much money is going to be generated by these fees? And they said something like $8 million. And we said, well, where's it going to go? And they said, well, a portion of it is going back to the communities, which kind of raised a red flag with us and said, well, if you're sending money back to the communities, is that for them to implement programs? And if that's not enough money, then do they have to spend tax dollars? And so are the municipalities going to have to do some kind of an increase in tax? I mean, it's crazy. Do you have any idea what's coming your way?
The way I feel about that, what they have told us is we have, in Lehman Township, we have very little, if, well, there's only one development in our township that actually has actual storm sewers that are connected manhole to manhole and have catch basins. Everything else are basically cross-drain pipes that go across the roadway, take the water from one side to the other side, and disperse it into the woods. We probably have well over 300 of those pipes in Lehman Township. Many of them are old metal pipes and have to be replaced. And we've been working on that year to year. My understanding now, going forward, is once we do have to do that, whatever that cost us, we will be reimbursed out of the pot.
Okay, well,
so that's a cost savings right there. That's an item that has to come out of our road department budget every year.
Yeah, that's at least some light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, sure.
Now, there's a big meeting tonight in Jackson Township.
That meeting is being put on by residents, I understand. We haven't been invited to that. We're not part of that. I understand that meeting is for anybody in any municipality that is involved in this. We had a meeting. We called a meeting, like I said, as soon as we knew there was an issue, we called a meeting for the residents of Lehman Township. We're the guys that signed this agreement, and we're the people that need to answer to our particular residents. And that's the way I want to go with it.
And I appreciate it. And David, you'll be sorry you gave me your cell phone, because I'll be bugging you anytime there's a development on this.
That's quite all right, Frank. You know, I want the word out. I'm not trying to be a hero here. I appreciate the compliments, but I'm just trying to do the best thing for our... I've been a supervisor here for over 20 years, and so have Ray and Doug, my two fellow guys here. And we don't make any decision for our own benefit. Our decisions are for the good of the township. You know, we don't make a lot of money doing this, let's be honest.
Well, David, I just appreciate you taking a step, because people didn't know where to turn, and you were the first one to jump up here and at least take some action. I'm grateful. Thanks for talking to us.
You got it. Anytime, Frank.
Okay.
Right on.
Bye. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.